This is Akashvani, the news read by Sarabjit Kaur. Today is the last day for the campaigning for 7th and final phase of elections in Uttar Pradesh. In this phase, voting will be held on Saturday in 57 parliamentary constituencies spread over 7 states and the Union Territory of Chandigarh. Simultaneously, 42 assembly seats in Orissa will also go to polls. Political parties are using all their might to woo the voters. Akashvani correspondent reports that Defence Minister and senior BJP leader Rajnath Singh will campaign in Kushinagar, Robertsganj and Chandauli constituencies. Chief Minister of Madhya Pradesh Mohan Yadav will hold road shows in Kushinagar and Sonbhadra constituencies, while Samajwadi Party Chief Akhilesh Yadav will campaign in Maharajganj and Ghosi constituencies today. In Jharkhand, leaders of various parties are making last-ditch effort to woo the voters in favour of their party candidates. Senior Congress leader Rahul Gandhi is scheduled to address election meeting in Dumka. Jharkhand BJP chief Babulal Marandi will hold rallies in Goda and Sahibganj. Chief Minister Champai Suren will address a series of meeting in Goda, Dumka and Sahibganj in favour of party candidates. Leaders of RJD and left parties will also hold rallies and road shows today. Polling will be held in three constituencies, Goda, Dumka and Sahibganj of Santhal region of Jharkhand during the final phase of elections on June 1st. S&P Global Ratings has revised India's outlook on economy to positive from stable. The agency expects broad continuity in economic reforms and fiscal policies regardless of the election outcome. Since September 26, 2014, the agency placed India's outlook on economy as stable. After a gap of 10 years, the outlook has been upgraded to positive. In the Dombivli chemical factory blast case, the court yesterday granted police custody of the two accused directors of the company till May 31st. Sneha Mehta and her husband, Malay Mehta, who were arrested in the Amudan chemical company blast case at Dombivli MIDC, were presented in the Kalyan court by the team of Ulasnagar crime branch and court after hearing arguments from both the sides granted 2 days custody for questioning of the accused. The blast occurred on May 23rd, which resulted in loss of 10 lives besides injuring 60 others. The fourth round of India-Bangladesh Consular Dialogue was held yesterday in New Delhi. Joint Secretary Consular, Passport and Visa Division, Dr. Aman Puri led the Indian delegation, while the delegation from Bangladesh side was led by Director General South Asia Ministry of Foreign Affairs, Rukbul Haq. The two sides held wide-ranging discussions on mechanisms to strengthen coordination and cooperation on consular issues, visa matters, repatriation, MLAT and extradition cases. The two sides also agreed to further strengthen the bilateral revised travel arrangement to facilitate movement of nationals from both sides. The peak power demand in Delhi yesterday reached an all-time high of 8,302 megawatt. It was the first time in the history of the national capital that its power demand reached this level. According to the State Load Dispatch Center, Delhi, the peak power demand of the city recorded 8,302 megawatt at 3:36 p.m. The test papers of chemistry, biology, English and general test for the Common University Entrance Test, CUET, undergraduate were conducted yesterday in centres across Delhi, Faridabad, Gurugram, Noida and Ghaziabad. The National Testing Agency in a statement said that knowledge, tradition and practices in India test papers was also conducted today along with some affected candidates in specific subjects in the cities of Kanpur, Indore, Goa and Sivan. In chess, Pragyananda toppled Magnus Carlsen for the first time in classical event. The 18-year-old Indian prodigy took down the world number one with the white pieces in the third round of Norway Chess 2024. Ace Indian shuttler PV Sindhu advanced to the second round of the women's singles section of the Singapore Open BWF Super 750 badminton tournament, beating world number 21 line Kajetfeld in straight games. And that is the end of this news bulletin.